Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how
Slow down, please. You're having a hard time understanding you.
Okay, so do I repeat?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home?
Yes, it is. Single family.
Okay, single family. And do you own or rent your home?
We own it.
Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
It was rebuilt 2 years ago when it burnt down.
And when was it built?
It was built in like 1980, but it was rebuilt. It burnt completely to the ground, and it was rebuilt 2 years ago. It's got hurricane windows. It's got the hurricane roof. It's got a hurricane garage.
Okay, got it. So 2 years
ago. If we just had a Generac, we'd be fine.
Okay, thank you. In this case, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2006.
2006, let's see.
Mm-hmm. 18 years.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, until Category 5 hurricane?
We've lasted through a Category 5 here.
Okay, Category 5 hurricane. Okay, and can you tell me the name or the year of this hurricane?
Ian. And we've been Ian. Oh, I don't remember the one that flooded so much, but we didn't flood.
Okay, do you remember the year?
Last year.
Okay, thank you. Last year. Okay, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes, right?
No, we're not having damage.
Okay, no, in this case. Hello?
Yes, no, in this case, we're not having damage.
Okay, thank you so much. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable. Like I said, when it flooded, my car tires, it didn't even get my car tires wet when I was in the driveway. It didn't get up even high enough to get my car tires.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And
so it was still a long way from the house.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much for that. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Like I said, we have hurricane windows and hurricane roof and hurricane garage. We have a small generator. We're hoping to get a Generac soon. But we just basically carry on. Have flashlights and extra food.
Okay, so basically you wouldn't make any preparations. Your home is already prepared. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm somewhat certain.
Okay, please select your top three sources of information. Internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
We did research and so internet.
Okay, and the other two?
we prepared by paying extra for hurricane windows and hurricane roof and everything. Extra tie downs, extra, you know, things we got, we prepared that way. We tried to make the house a fortress.
Okay, got it. But in this case, the, you know, the sources of information that you have, it would be, as you mentioned, internet and the other two that you prefer?
I usually get all my information off the internet. I watch the Weather Channel. And then we researched, you know.
Okay, so only internet, you would say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Okay, well, right now the system is requesting just another two options. So would you say that radio and TV would be okay, or newspaper?
TV would be good, yes. We don't listen to radio. Internet, TV, and pamphlets.
So newspaper?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, cost of housing, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Well, cost of getting supplies then is always a worry because everything goes up so high and everything. So, yeah, that's a problem. And I have a 90-year-old father-in-law that lives with me, and so we have to take care of him, too, and he can't get around very well. We also have a dog, so it's hard to go to shelters anywhere.
Okay,
so that's so why we tried to prepare the house.
So it'll be cost of food and other essentials?
Yes.
And just that one or another one?
Transportation is not usually an issue.
We have here cost of insurance, cost of childcare.
Insurance and taxes are crazy.
Taxes?
Taxes are high.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it'll be property taxes and cost of food and other essentials, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not considered a flood zone, but the one hurricane we had flooding all the way around us, like I said, at our house, the water got 10 foot away from our house, but it didn't flood our house. We had no flood. But we have a retention pond across the street from us.
Okay, got it. But it's not considered as a flood zone, right?
No, but it's only 2 miles from the ocean.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if a emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
So far, we've always learned that at home.
Sorry, I couldn't
We've never
you.
Been asked. So far, we've always stayed at home, but we've never been asked to evacuate.
Okay, got it. Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Like I said, we do have a name, your father-in-law. I'm not for sure on that one. I mean, we would probably evacuate to try to evacuate to a hotel if we could find one.
Okay, that would be within the state, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, I think it's $1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm very certain I could come up with the full $1,000. I could probably come up with $1,000. I could probably not come up with $1,000. I'm certain I couldn't come up with $1,000, or you don't know?
I could come up with it.
Okay.
I always keep a couple thousand in savings for.
Okay, so you would say that you're certain.
Like that. Yes.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly over 10%. Decreased somewhat. Between 1% and 10%. Remained the same. Or increase someone 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 1%. 10%.
I probably increase 10%.
Okay. Yeah, significantly or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay. And in the last 1 to 3 years.
Considering we had a fire and everything, I mean, it didn't increase hardly any.
So it'll be the same, increase somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay, and the last 3 to 5 years?
It wasn't increasing at that time, it remained the same.
Okay, remained the same. And the last one is between 5 to 10 years? Did it decrease?
I don't know. My father-in-law handled the bills at that time. I don't know.
Okay,
probably increased slightly.
Okay, thank you. In this case, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
We paid the higher rate.
Okay.
From what I've heard, I mean,
okay, so you continue paying
higher
tiger.
Other places. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's not as high as we've heard.
Okay, got it. In this case, we have completed right now more than half of the service, so thank you so much for your time. Believe me, your time is really valuable for us, so I'm going to try to be quicker right now, okay? So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. The other one is 80% to less than 100%. The other one is 60% to less than 80%. And the other one is less than 60%.
But now we have 100%. Percent replacement value.
100%, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership's costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home?
We wouldn't move from my home.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
My mortgage is paid off. We've never had a mortgage on this house.
Okay, so it'll be the options here, yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance?
No, we wouldn't pay it off and drop it. It's been paid off and we didn't drop the insurance.
Oh, okay. So it'll be a no, right?
No.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know.
The one that you believe.
I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know. I hear the theme of Stepsons. I guess government. Yeah.
So federal government?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. On a scale of 1 to 5, where is 5 the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced between 1 to 5?
I'm about a 4.
Okay, 4. And that local land... And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk between 1 and 5?
4.
Okay, and that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Oh. No, I don't think they take into it. No, they're building so many of them.
Okay, so between 1 and 5?
3.
Three. And okay, and the new developments take into account flood risk?
I don't think they do. No. 2.
2. Okay. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know what building codes. They explained what building codes 2 years ago when we was rebuilding this house and what was recommended, and we went above recommendation on everything.
Okay, got it. But in this case, how would you say, how much confidence do you have in this case that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss? Sorry. So you can select any number between 1 and 5.
5.
5?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And next, right now we almost finished, okay, so I really appreciate it. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea level may be rising, but I don't think it's going to affect us right now.
Okay, so you would say that, no, I don't believe it is happening.
No, I don't believe it's happening.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters and 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Moderately concerned.
So, slightly concerned?
Moderately.
Moderately. Okay, thank you so much. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? In this case, we have neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job.
We considered cost and crime rate and community location.
Sorry, can you repeat the last one?
Community location, like there is a subdivision that is fenced in that only has one way in, one way out.
Okay, so it'll be here is schools, crime, and, for example, walkability would be, or proximity to other family?
It's 1 mile from my husband's job.
Proximity to job.
Proximity to beach is 2 miles from the beach.
Okay, so you would say that?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Far enough that we're not right on the beach, but far enough we can easily drive.
Okay, got it. Thank you. So you'd say it would be walkability, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or you want to live in your current address more than 20 years?
We'll probably live here until we die. So more than 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
60.
Okay, 60. And let's see, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three? Mm-hmm.
Okay, are under 12 years old?
None.
None, right?
Nobody under 12.
Okay, thank you. Are 65 or older?
My husband will be 65 in January, and my father-in-law is 90.
Sorry, the last one, how old?
90.
90?
Yeah.
Okay, so just basically right now, just one person is up to the 65, right?
Yeah, only one person is over 65.
Over 65.
Right now.
Okay, thank you
so
much for
today.
What is your marital status?
Married.
Married. Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
My father-in-law has a master's. I have a bachelor.
Sorry, so it'll be bachelor?
Yeah, and my father-in-law has a master's.
Master's. Okay, let's see. Okay, thank you so much for that. Are you of Hispanic or Latina descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Sorry?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, and please tell me which is the income range for your household?
We got two incomes. Let's see. I'm trying to figure. $100,000.
Sorry, you said 7,000?
No, 100,000.
100,000. Over 100,000, right?
Well, right at it.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So in this case, these were all the questions we had. Thank you very much for your answers are really important for us. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.